We've been discussing the union of his kashrus to tzaddikim and munin tzaddikim. We started last week even with Parshas Pinchas, and even this week, Parshas Matos, the union of Rashi HaMatos, means union of tzaddikim, the heads of Klal Yisrael. So Rabbanim used to say over what he heard from the Yid HaKadosh, that which Chazal say, Kol HaMachubar LaTohar Tohar, of which the Baal Shem Tov himself said, this is a marker for Dveikus with tzaddikim, that anybody who's makasha himself to a Tohar, so he too is Tohar. So Rabbanim wants to ask the Yid HaKadosh, says, L'chora, this doesn't make any sense. Says, you have a tzaddik who works so hard to be a tzaddik, and comes along somebody who's makasha himself to that tzaddik, just because he's mechubar to the tzaddik means that he's also Tohar? Seems his lashon is laksa midas hadin. It doesn't seem like it's right. It doesn't seem like it's fair. So Yid HaKadosh told him, he says, it's completely justified. He says, "Hu yoser avoda melihi yor tar ba'atma." He says it's harder. This is explained elsewhere in the words of Rabbanim. It's actually harder to be makasha oneself to a tzaddik than it is to be a tzaddik yourself. So, of course, these words certainly need some type of a hesber. And he concludes here, "Uvavada heim dvar mamitim." These are certainly true. U'misha haya etzel hatzadikim, and those who were by the tzaddikim, karav aleihem, and they were close to them. Now, simply put, the Emek HaDvarim is that to be a tzaddik is harder, is easier than being makasha oneself to a tzaddik, because truthfully, every single tzaddik doesn't see himself as a tzaddik. And he doesn't think that he's achieved tzidkus. Really, the whole life of a tzaddik, of every tzaddik, is being makasha himself to tzaddikim. That's really the whole avoda. No tzaddik in the right mind is involved in actually becoming a tzaddik. Rabbanim himself has a vart. He says, we say in davening, Hashem, we say Hashem is roifei cholim, we say Hashem pokeach ivrim, matir asurim, Hashem is ohev tzaddikim. So Rabbanim says, what does ohev tzaddikim have to do with this chever here? We have cholim, we have ivrim, we have people who need refuas. What's the pshat? Hashem ohev tzaddikim. So Rabbanim taich that a tzaddik also has a machala. Because if a person thinks that he's truly a tzaddik, then ain pegam gadol mizeh. So really the whole ganz eleven of a Jew is that he tries to cash himself to tzaddikim, not that he's trying to become a tzaddik. A person is always a work in progress and never says about himself that I'm a tzaddik. But just even on top of that, the whole avoda of having emuna in the tzaddik, on some level can be even harder than having emuna in Hashem Yisbarach. We'll get to maybe at the end. I just want to focus a little bit on this inyan of his kashrut tzaddikim, why it is kol hamachubar l'tohar tohar, and what a person gains from his kashrut tzaddikim. So of course, we mentioned yesterday, the Gemara tells us that if one sees a Rebbe that he's doyme l'malach Hashem tzvakos, yivakish torah mipihu. What does it mean that a Rebbe yivakish torah mipihu? That's the criteria, to look for somebody who's doyme l'malach Hashem tzvakos. The MS is that tzaddikim, we're not looking for rebbeim who can teach them brilliant Torahs. They weren't looking for the Torahs. They were looking for MS at tzaddikim. Because the truth is that a tzaddik, when he shares words of Torah, he doesn't really share everything which he knows. A tzaddik only shares like a kol shehu. He gives a tiny, tiny drop. And from that tiny drop, he's able to give a lot. But it's far, far from what the tzaddik knows and what the tzaddik is able to give. But the tzaddik can't give. There's much more that the tzaddik wants to give, but he knows that he has to give it according to the kelim of Tamilin. And if it can't be makabel, it'll only cause them shiras hakelim. There's only so much that the tzaddik can give over. So therefore, how is a person makasha himself to the most, to the majority of what the Rebbe wishes to give over to the Talmidim? Does that mean to say that everything that the tzaddik is holding back is just forever forgotten and gone? How is the tzaddik able to give that over? So this is what Chazal tell us, Godol Shimusha Yoiser Milimuda. The limud of what is what the tzaddik, what the Rebbe gives over to his Talmidim to learn. The shimush by the tzaddik is a way that the Talmud is able to be makasha himself to the tzaddik. And by having a hiskasha to the tzaddik, he's able to have a shaychis to all that which the tzaddik is ma'alim, which he hides, which he's not able to give over, which is part of him and he can't find an avenue to get it out. which is part of the tzaddik, that it's just part of him, that he can't get it outside of himself. So the hiskashis to the tzaddik allows the Talmud to have a shaychis to the greater port, to the greater part of the Torahs and the madrigas and all the shefa which the tzaddik wishes to give over to the Talmudim. That's what Chazal say. Chazal say, kol ha-moneya talmidu mirashamsho, he's moneya chesed mitalmido. If a tzaddik has a Talmud who wishes to be a mishamishin, and the Rebbe doesn't allow him to, that's called his moneya chesed. It's moneya chesed. Why does the Talmud wish to serve the Rebbe? He wants to do machesed, but the Rebbe knows, even if the Talmud doesn't know, that the Rebbe has so much more to give to the Talmud than he can by being mishamish the Rebbe. And shimush in primis Torah doesn't mean to just to bring him a coffee. It means that his kashrus, which he has to the Rebbe. So if he doesn't allow the Talmud to do so, it means that he forgoes his own sneers and his own anava to allow the Talmud to be able to do so. That's an act of chesed that he's doing for the Talmud, who wants to do an act of chesed for the Rebbe. But really, what he's allowing is that the Talmud should have a real greater shaychus to the Rebbe than just what the Rebbe is able to share. That's why it's called chesed, because chesed is called a makif. It's called chesed yisovavenu. Just bechalal, it's important to know these ideas. There's what's called an or pnimi, and there's an or makif. Pnimi is what goes into the keli, and an or makif, which is too big to go into the keli. So the Rebbe, when he teaches the Talmud, he only puts in a kol shehu. He puts in an or pnimi, which is a little bit. But there's much, much more that the Rebbe wants to give. That's part of it's a makif. It's surrounding the Rebbe, not so much surrounding the Rebbe, it's surrounding the Talmud that it can't go into the Talmud. We see a dogma of this by Maaseh Bereishis. If you're familiar at all with the whole Seder Maaseh Bereishis, so we know that the Ori and Tzof of Hashem filled the entire space, and Hashem made a chalal, and he took all the Ori and Tzof and he put it around this chalal, and then he took a tiny kol shehu and he put it into the chalal, and that gives life to the whole world. And all of existence exists within that, in that chalal haponai. So this is like the mashal between a Rebbe and a Talmud. Hashem is the Rebbe, and he wants to give over to his Bruim, to his Nevraim. So he gives a tiny kol shehu, that's all that Hashem Yisbarach can give. How much can you give of an Ein Sof? You give a tiny bit, and that's also Ein Sof. But Hashem wants to give much, much more. So Hashem says, you can learn my Torah, right? And then you can have a Hiskashus to Hashem Yisbarach, which is even greater. It's a part of Torah, but it's beyond Torah. It's much more than Hashem just teaching B'nai Yisrael who He is. It's just having a Hiskashus to Hashem Himself. So the Dugma Zeh, our Rebbe also wants to give over to his Talmud as much as he can. But if he gives over that Torah, he's limited. So the shimush, which the Talmud does to the Rebbe, allows the Talmud to have his kashrus, something which is just beyond the teachings of the Rebbe. And of course, within those teachings, there's a tremendous amount also. The Talmud doesn't even know how much the Rebbe is giving over until many years later. Chazal say about Moshe's teachings, that B'nai Yisrael were an Omid al-Daito, and that's true about every Talmud, is an Omid al-Das V'Avu after 40 years. Which means to say that the lima which the Rebbe is giving, even that is so mitzumsen, that it seems like to the Talmud, the Rebbe is just giving over just a tiny, tiny bit. But the more that the Talmud allows it to cook, and he thinks about it, and allows it to sit, and he starts to see that there's a whole binyan here. It's like a tipa shel zera. It's just, it looks like it's a tiny drop, but there's a whole koma shlema there. That's what we say about Talmidim. The Gemara in Yavama says, Baboiker tizra zarecha. That's called being maimit Talmidim. It's called like a zriya. Like you plant. And even though if you were to give a seed to a Talmud, he'd look at it, he'd say, oh, it's just a little bit. But from this seed, eventually will sprout a whole ilan, and many pears from that. That's how a Rebbe gives over to his Talmidim. Like the Gemara says, La'olam yilamid adam le'talmid of b'derach k'tzara. To speak b'derach k'tzara means that it doesn't mean to say short things. It's to give over concise things which contain a lot, so that when the Talmud learns it and he learns it again and he's chazer over it, he finds dvarim mesukim and dvarim chadashim each and every time. So when it comes to a Rebbe and it comes to Hashem Yisbarach, the way that we unlocked all these precious jewels which the Rebbe has in store for the Talmud is through the emunah that the Talmud has in the Rebbe. Because even though the Talmud looks at a Rebbe and he says, listen, he's a basar adam, just like me, and he doesn't understand really the vast difference between himself and the Rebbe. Like the Chazon Ish said in an Igros, he writes there that you and I, we see tzaddikim walking down the street, they look like mortals, they look like me and you, but really they're not mortals at all, they're really malachim walking amongst men. I had this chos to learn this with Chaim Brim Zatzal, who was a Talmud of the Chazon Ish. And he said to me when we learned this, he said, how does the Chazon Ish know this? He said, he knows this because he was this. He was this. He wasn't a human being, the Chazon Ish. He was a malach walking amongst men. But we don't see the difference because we look at a person and we see, listen, the tzaddik looks like me, I look like the tzaddik. We probably feel the same, experience life the same. Mamash not. Tzaddik is living in his world and I'm living in my world. And because we may look the same, that's only on the outside. Now, the tzaddik is in a totally different place, but it takes a lot of emunah in that. So in a certain sense, it's easier to have emunah in Hashem Yisbarach than it is to have emunah in the tzaddik. Because you can believe in Hashem Yisbarach that he's beyond, that he's vast, that he can do anything. Of course, we struggle at times to see that because he's not in front of us. So on the one hand, we're handicapped that we don't see Hashem in front of us. Right? If we can get past that hump, then we can understand that Hashem Yisbarach is beyond, he can do anything. That he's just unbelievable. The tzaddik, we have the other challenge. We see the tzaddik right in front of our eyes. But the challenge is do we really believe that the tzaddik is so amazing? That he's just so beyond? That's what we struggle with. That's the pshat, Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdo. That there's an emunah, that you group it together. Vayaminu b'Hashem uv'Moshe Avdo. It's not a kfirah chas v'sholom. It's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants that we should believe that in the Moshe Rabbeinu of the generation, that there's emunah in them. There's something called emunah. And through that emunah that we have in tzaddikim, we have a heskashus to them. And that's much, much more the emunah that we have in the tzaddik that we can gain from the teachings of the tzaddik. So it was those who, not necessarily who listened to every single word of Moshe Rabbeinu, that they were able to be nana from Moshe, but those who had the emunah in Moshe were zochet to much more. And that's why Chazal said that Yoshua was chosen. Yoshua was chosen because he was meshamish Moshe. Meshamish Moshe doesn't, again, it doesn't mean that he was able to take out the garbage from Moshe. That's not what it means. Shimush and Pnimis means that he was mekashu to Moshe b'chol lev nefesh. When Moshe came down from the har, and there were neviim, misnab, b'machana, Yeshua said, Adoini Moshe klaim, that he was mekane for the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was meister nefesh for Moshe Rabbeinu. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said, he said, Sehi lachem amalek, Yeshua said, I'm ready to do it. He was faithful to Moshe. And by being faithful to Moshe, you're mekashu yourself to much more than just the teachings of Moshe. It could be that there were people amongst the camp of Bnei Yisrael who were bigger bekiyim in the halachas of Moshe than Yeshua was. But Yeshua was chosen because he was makasher himself to Moshe, and much more than you receive from the teachings of the Rebbe, you receive that all the hidden parts of the Rebbe by the hiskasher to the Rebbe. That's called Godol Shemusha Yoisim Limuda, especially Shemusha, the Indian of Pnei Moshe, Pnei Chama, which is the Shemesh, and Yeshua is the Levana. So when a person is makasher himself to beyond the teachings of the Rebbe, that's when he's zochet to the totality of the Rebbe. So this is the Indian of Emun and Tzaddikim and the hiskasher to Tzaddikim. One shouldn't say, oh, it's just like a Nacha Indian. The Yoshe Deve Emes says, I'll tell you the biggest skula. The biggest skula is this kashrus b'tzaddikim. So you can forget about all the other, and the truth is, all the skulas which tzaddikim gave, it wasn't that the skulas themselves helped. It was that when the talmidim had a moon in the tzaddik, that skula helped. Because if you were to try that skula a different time, it wouldn't work. It's a skula was a way to see whether or not somebody coming to a rebbe, to a tzaddik for Yeshua, how much emunah he had in the tzaddik. That if he would be able to do something which is so illogical, then the skula would work. And that was the way the rebbe was able to conceal himself. People would say, oh, the skula worked. But really it was the tzaddik. And it was only through the emunah and the tzaddik. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that as we, during this time of year, we read about the Rosh HaMatzis and Pinchas, we should be zeichet to really have emunah in tzaddikim and to realize how much we gain through having so. Have a good day.